Blog Talk Radio.
Hello.
Good morning, Barbara.
Good morning, DC.
I'm here with you because I couldn't hear anything.
That's because it kept disappearing. My internet would disappear, then my phone line would disappear, and then I'd get one back and the other one would disappear. And so now everything's back.
Well, you know what? Everything's back, but I don't see you in the studio. Your number's not appearing.
I know. I don't see me either. So apparently I am
here.
I think we have a
friend that's waiting to speak with us that we know, a dear friend. Let's see if we could. Hello, 111111111. Good morning.
Heaven is high. I am here sending energy so the way is clear.
Yes, you are. Good morning, Queen. We're having technical difficulties this morning.
Mercury retrograde, so, you know, it is what it is.
It is, you know, and besides the Mercury retrograde, I had like an overly extended blonde moment. I forgot it was Tuesday.
Well, you know, you can blame it on being a blonde, or you can blame it on Mercury, or it happens to the best of us sometimes.
Well, thank you. You make me feel a little bit better. Thank you, Queen. Oh, my goodness.
You're welcome.
So how are you doing today?
Who are you asking? Joan Rivera?
You.
Me, Barbara?
I'm asking. Laughing at me. She's still laughing at me because I forgot, you know, that it was Tuesday. But I'm asking you, like, how are you? Because what I'm getting is, you know, for as good as you are, it's going to get even better. And there's something that has sort of been there, but it is going to be resolved really soon. Okay? There may have been a little bit of worry with you, Queen, a little bit of doubt, maybe like over the last few weeks or so. But you're going to see, you know, everything is starting to get back into the proper balance. Okay, things may have been like a little bit out of balance for you. Have you been outside connecting with Mother Earth?
I sure have. Yesterday and a couple of days ago, and I was vibing on going out today. I sure have been out there with her, talking to the blossoms of my peach trees and my and my peers expecting some peers to show up, you know. So, and in terms of the maybe the whatever you were talking about before, it was probably which direction I was going to go into with my jewelry, but I got my compasses focused, and I'm clear, and I'm creating beautiful. I got all new energy, so all is well in my world.
It is. Barbara, we are still having problems with people. They cannot connect with Blog Talk. I don't know what's going on.
I don't either.
Mercury retrograde.
So, Queen, I am getting, in fact, I was getting I am, and I heard who else but Dr. Wayne Dyer. And just reminding us, you know, the power of the words I am, correct?
I am aware of the I
yes,
am.
Yes, they are such powerful words. They're two simple words, but when you put them together and then what you add after that, wow. I mean, it's just totally incredible.
Yeah, I really like Wayne.
Yes, well, I was seeing Wayne Dyer, yes, and I was just getting, you know, express, you know, a little bit about the I am statements and how powerful they truly are. So I am getting for you, Queen, I am creating my perfect reality.
I am a miracle. I am creating my perfect reality, and I am a miracle.
I am magnificent.
I am magnificent.
And Yes, you are. Each of us, you know, have the power to create our own reality. You know, those I am affirmations, I think they really help to bring our lives, you know, our dreams into life, okay? And we've just got to really be mindful of the words that we're using, the words that we're thinking about. You know, a positivity diet, you know, thinking positively, saying positive words is just as important as what we are, you know, taking into our bodies physically, whether it's food or, you know, whether it's these thoughts, they're both equally important.
I agree.
So, yeah, whatever we add to the I am becomes our reality. Okay, so I am open to receiving. And, Queen, I'm excited for you because I'm getting she's on her way. Dr. Wayne is saying she's on her way.
Go ahead.
He's asking you to be the change that you want to see in the world, Queen.
I hear you.
And he's saying, you know what? Sometimes you play it a little small, Queen. He's saying it's safe. Please, Queen, go ahead and shine your light upon the world. And watch how you attract like-minded people. And also, doors are going to begin to open and opportunities, you know, begin to come in. So please be receptive. You know, there's divine guidance all around you. There's so many signs. And I know that you do, you know, you live in a state of gratitude. And I'm getting all this great stuff is coming your way. So I just want to ask Barbara, because when I started the message, I did feel like there was still a little bit of like maybe worrying, a little bit of something going on that would possibly, you know, delay what you're wanting. And that's why Dr. Wayne, you know, Dyer came in, and he was saying, you know, start, you know, affirming some really good I am, like I am affirmations, okay? And Queen, you know, you are unique. I am unique. And I am all I need. And you are this magnificent being. So please be the change that you want to see in the world and know that it's safe. The world is waiting for you to shine your light, okay?
All righty. I am unique. I am ready. I am light. I am bright. I am so bright, you better put your shades on.
I love that one. Okay. Well, with that being said, I'm going to turn you over to Barbara to see what she's thinking of. Thank you, Queen.
Thank you, DC.
Okay.
And Wayne Dyer. Thank you.
I'm just sitting here making all these I am statements. You guys can hear me, right?
I can.
Yes.
Because, you know, when I look at the studio board, I'm not there, so I'm just making sure. All right. Let's see where they want to take us today, Queen. This morning has been interesting, to say the least. And so I'm not sure what the message is for today, except about letting go. You know, they're always telling us to let go. This is an example of letting go. Letting go so that we don't stay stuck in the energy that wasn't working, and letting go so that we can move forward in the truth of who we are being. And when I was saying that, I was feeling something moving around my solar plexus, so I don't know if this is for my identity or your identity or everyone's identity. We'll just say it's for everyone's identity. So just close your eyes and take a nice deep breath. And just for the moment, let go. Let go of who you believe you are. Let go of what you believe your life is about. Let go of all of your expectations. Just let it all go. And now just allow yourself to be. No need to push, no need to think. Just be in this moment. And here's the message that I'm getting. Now is the time. Now is the time. You are opening up. You are opening up to life. You are opening up to truth. You are opening up to who you truly are. And this means that you are moving beyond what you used to believe. Everything that you used to believe. It is now all just a part of the past, and you are allowing it to drift away. No attachments, no cords, nothing. You don't need to bring it back. Accept who you have been. As you release it, and just let it go. Because you are becoming so much more than you ever dreamed was possible. You are moving more and more fully into the energies of the Divine Creator. Into the energies of love, light, creativity, acceptance, prosperity, abundance, magnificence. You are moving more and more into the will of creative source. The will that would have you have everything that you desire. The will that would have you create things even more magnificent than you have ever thought of. The will that knows your capabilities and will help you to achieve them and exceed them as you are moving forward with your life. This is the energy that is filling you now. just is the truth of who you are. And we want you to just breathe and allow this energy in. And as it is filling your body, it is pushing out all of the old energy. So as you breathe, you are drawing in the new and releasing the old. And just breathe for a moment and allow it to happen. And you may feel the differences within you. You may feel your energies moving, shifting, creating the new you. Just let it happen. There's really nothing you need to think, nothing you need to do. You are just being. And just being can be the most profound thing that you can do in your life. We know that in modern society, there's not much emphasis put on being. But being really is the truth of who you are. Being really is the first step for the changes that you are creating in your life. Being is vital to who you are becoming. So never forget to be. And we are surrounding you with a host of angels to help you to be. To give you the love and support that you deserve and that you desire. To allow your life to be so much more than it could have ever been before. You are loved. You are truly and completely loved. Being you is all you ever, ever need to do. Okay, that was the message for you.
To be or not to be, busy be, I be me, and be free. Thank you. Beautiful. Beautiful.
You are welcome.
And DC, I really, from Magical DC, I thank you for bringing in Dr. Wayne Dye and for him coming in because I'm feeling, well, I've already asked him to come and be with me while I write, and
beautiful.
Then I got
Wayne. Yeah, he really has been watching over you. He's very, very amazed by your work, Queen. So he's with you.
I am grateful, but I also got Louise Hay came in, and then I got her whole Hay House essence. So thank you. That
very
was a
cool.
charge.
Thank
you
that's
so
that's
much
beautiful.
For...
And actually, I had done a channeling a while ago for Barbara with Mother Mary through the eyes reading, and Louise Hay had come in for Barbara, as well as I think Dr. Wayne Dyer. So she's an amazing woman, and why wouldn't she come in? You know, that is so cool.
And of course,
so,
the I am.
I'm getting, you know,
affirmation.
The energy is heaven sent. They're saying, Queen, the energy they're sending you is heaven sent. okay? They're very, you know, amazed by what you're doing. They love the skills that you have, the know-how. They're saying she's so unique and she has expertise in so many different areas, okay? Just trust in your divine plan and have faith, and, you know, everything is manifesting for you, okay? So it's really, really beautiful.
Thank you. Thanks. I am accepting. I am receiving. And, you know, heaven sent, I make sense. And now one is called heaven sent. Has to be that way.
Oh, my goodness. I love to see that one then, Queen. That one sounds amazing. Oh, my gosh.
Well, perhaps you will, not only in the ethers, but perhaps I will, not perhaps, I will get some to you at some point in time.
Oh, thank you. Beautiful. Well, your spiritual power brings great blessings, and, you know, the other side, they're watching you, and they're so proud of you and the service that you provide to others, Queen. So beautiful.
I give thanks. Thank you. Thank you both. Much love. Perhaps others
are coming forward
as well to receive you all's
yes.
beautiful messages. Thank you. I'm glad I came today.
We are too.
I said I shall not be deterred.
Well, you know, you must have opened the door, Queen. Have some magical powers yourself. You know, I'm known as a magical DC Low, but you must have some magical powers because you did something, and now the phone lines are starting to open up a little bit. So I thank you.
Oh, you're welcome. Well, let's say, and I do have magical powers, no doubt in my mind. I am sure of that. But the three of us together, you know, we did it as a collective. So the Sacred Sisters, yes. Namaste.
Namaste. Beautiful. Okay, Barbara, are you able to operate the studio, or would you like me to open the phone lines?
Hold on. Let me click on the button and see if it does anything.
Okay.
Okay, I was able to mute Queen, so there's a chance. So we're going to the caller area code 917. Hi, who's this?
Oh, hey, Barbara. Hey, DC. How you doing? It's Tim from New York. How's it going today?
Hello, Tim. It's nice to hear your voice.
Oh, it's always great to hear you guys' voices. I was just calling in to see what messages you guys have for me.
Beautiful. Beautiful, beautiful. And if I remember correctly, Tim, we were having trouble. Maybe it was the last time you had called in with the phone lines, and you were like maybe the only caller or the first caller. But I think you helped to open up the doors as well. Thank you. Okay,
not a problem. You got it.
First thing for you, Tim, is you're moving in a new direction. The angels are showing me, and they're saying, Tim, there's no need to worry. Keep, you know, handing over your fears. Change is coming, and, you know, sometimes it could be a little scary, but this new direction is the direction you're supposed to go in. It is going to be so inspiring, okay? I don't know, if, like, what you're thinking business-wise, but I have Ginger on one end, and I have Joan Rivers on the other, and they show up like a piece of taffy, and they're just pulling it from one end to the other. So whatever you're thinking of is going to really expand them, okay?
Okay.
And they're showing me, Ginger's showing me pennies from heaven, so there's going to be money coming in, okay? I don't know if you presently have a business that you are operating. If not, the angels will help you with that if you choose to start up something yourself. But they're saying that you you're doing everything the right way, and they like the way that you work. And they're just showing me, they're surrounding you with positivity, and they're saying, please keep visualizing, Tim, what you are wanting, okay?
Okay.
And just, stop once in a while and just breathe. Allow yourself to connect with the universe and to be grounded and to be fully present, okay? That's really
going
to help you, okay? The other thing that I'm getting, now let me see. Okay. I'm not sure that you're like even like really, you know, connecting, you know, with spirit, like truly 100% yet, Tim. Because I'm getting, you know what, everything is within you, that beautiful inner divinity. Okay, we are, you know, we're physical beings, but we're a soul with a body. Okay, and your soul is filled with awareness, Tim. Okay, and that soul is. Come on with me, Tim. Come back to spirit. Are you listening to your heart to manifest?
I am trying to tap in so I can get the messages clearly.
Okay. And you will. And one of the easiest ways is just to sit in silence to meditate and allow yourself to connect with the guidance of your soul, okay, and the wisdom that is within. Okay, and we're getting another, you know, we're getting another I am affirmation. I am one with spirit. Okay, I am one with spirit.
Okay.
And that will help you connect him, okay?
Okay, got it. I'll add that.
I mean, there's going to be so many different opportunities coming your way. You truly are blessed. Okay, so you've got to really allow yourself, you know, that time to connect. And to connect with, you know, with your soul. And I'm getting, you know, open up to all this, you know, all the divine blessings around you. There's so much coming your way, Tim. You've got so many beautiful gifts. You've got so much wisdom to really to share with the world, okay? So I'm getting, like, make sure that you're paying attention. Pay attention to the little things in your life, what's going on around you, okay? Is there something going on with your health, though? I'm getting health. Is there something troubling you?
Just some congestion, sinus stuff that I've been trying to work on and clear up.
Okay. Okay.
And the breathing is important,
yeah,
obviously, to the meditation.
Yes. Yes. Okay. Well, we're going to bring in Barbara to clear that up. There's something going on spiritually, but you have so much to offer the world. And I don't know if you're, like, looking presently to connect with maybe, like, a prospective employer, but you do have the qualities to do something as well on your own.
I'm looking to do
okay.
Something on the side.
Okay, so just be open.
Okay.
Just be open, and, you know, your work speaks for itself, is what the angels are telling me. You know, that you are truly amazing. Your work does speak for itself. Okay. I'm getting, like, entrepreneurial, like something to do on your own as well. But I'm getting your energy is, like, a little bit, like, it's a little bit off. It's sort of like, almost like you put your finger in a light socket every now and then. It's, like, really nervous energy. And what you want to do is change that nervous energy and change being nervous to being excited. They're very close, but, of course, being excited is a little bit more positive than being nervous, correct?
Correct.
So we just want to switch up that energy a little bit for you, okay? And I'm getting there's going to be an opportunity coming for you. It's going to be new. It's going to be exciting. I'm getting the word prosperity. And keep affirming every day that everything always works out perfectly for me in my life. Everything always works out perfectly. Okay, Tim, that's what I have.
Okay.
I'm going to turn you over to Barbara to see what the mind-body connection is with the congestion, okay?
Okay.
Okay, Tim, we're going to do some of those wonderful dear innate statements. So here we go. Dear innate, I give myself permission to be healthy.
Dear innate, I give myself permission to be healthy.
Dear innate, I release the fear of connecting.
Dear innate, I release the fear of connecting.
Dear innate, I release the fear of breathing.
Dear innate, I release the fear of breathing.
Dear innate, I release the fear of life.
Dear innate, I release the fear of life.
Dear innate, I accept my power.
Dear innate, I accept my power.
Dear innate, I move forward in my life.
Dear innate, I move forward in my life.
Dear innate, I choose to change.
Dear innate, I choose to change.
Dear innate, I release difficulty.
Dear innate, I release difficulty.
Dear innate, I release hardship.
Dear innate, I release hardship.
Dear innate, I release struggle.
Dear innate, I release struggle.
Dear innate, I release sacrifice.
Dear innate, I release sacrifice.
Dear innate, I release being a martyr.
Dear innate, I release being a martyr.
Dear innate, I release obstacles.
Dear innate, I release obstacles.
Dear innate, I release I can't do it.
Dear innate, I release I can't do it.
Dear innate, I am joyous.
Dear innate, I am joyous.
Dear innate, I am powerful.
Dear innate, I am powerful.
Dear innate, I am love.
Dear innate, I am love.
Dear innate, I am successful.
Dear innate, I am successful.
Dear innate, I am releasing the past.
Dear innate, I am releasing the past.
Dear innate, I let go of everything that is not for my highest good.
Dear innate, I let go of everything that is not for my highest good.
Dear innate, I love and accept myself completely.
Dear innate, I love and accept myself completely.
Take a nice deep breath. How does that feel?
It feels great. I appreciate you guys. Thank you very much. I'm going to keep working.
We appreciate you. Okay.
Yes.
Bye-bye.
No. Bye.
Okay. And our next caller is from area code 860. Hi, who's this?
Hi, Barbara Grace. It's Lisa from Connecticut.
Hello, Lisa. How are you, dear?
Good, thank you. I was hoping, I was delighted to see you guys this morning and hoping for some kind of a message, anything at all.
Ooh, you got a lot of heaviness around you right now. You know that, right?
Yeah.
Why are you hanging on to it?
I don't want to hang on to it. That last call helped me. I thought.
And we'll see what we are guided to do for you, too. So let's start with DC and see what she wants to say.
Hi, DC.
Hi, Lisa. Good morning. I'm getting it's really important that you're taking care of yourself. Are you nurturing yourself on all levels? Are you eating healthy, you know, being mindful of what you're consuming food-wise, beverage-wise, getting enough water, you know, sleeping enough, getting enough rest, sleep, really, you know, also taking care of that beautiful soul within.
Yes.
Okay. Are you able to do that, meditating a little bit to bring about clarity and healing?
Need to meditate.
Okay. Well, the angels are with you at this time, honey, surrounding you with love, unconditional love, and they really want you to, like, take a little time to focus on you. Do something really, really nice for you, okay?
Okay.
And just ask your angels to, you know, to come in with you. I feel like Archangel Michael has been with you quite a bit. Have you felt his presence?
I love Archangel Michael.
Well, he loves you too, and he has been around you. So he's there, and ask him to, you know, to help you with whatever it is that you are, you know, going through. And you could ask him to please bless you with the strength and the courage necessary to really to, you know, to meet those challenges that you have, whatever you're facing at the time, okay? And he's asking, Lisa, that you only speak positively. Use positive words, think positive thoughts, because you are manifesting really quite quickly at this time, okay? And if you find yourself saying something that doesn't seem positive, just say, oh, you know, please delete, and just go back and start the sentence, you know, with a more positive tone. Does that make a little sense to you?
Yes.
And I'm also getting, you know, I attract the right people in the best circumstances for my highest good.
Okay.
Okay, and Lisa, smile. I'm getting, my dog Ginger is coming in, and she's saying, Mom, Lisa's like, she's sort of like a Wonder Woman, you know?
Okay.
So when you put your mind, you've got that mindset. She's saying, you know, be brave, go forward, okay?
Mm-hmm. Okay.
I see a lot of archangels around you, so please, just stay positive, and whatever it is that, you know, is really on your mind at this time, and Mother Mary is coming in, and she's just wrapping her beautiful, it's like a powder blue blanket around you, and she's holding you in her heavenly embrace, and she's sending you love, she's nurturing you. I mean, she's filling you, like I see the blanket, and it's filling you with light and love, and it's radiating, you know, outward, whatever you can't contain, okay? She's nurturing you, she's protecting you, and she's saying you have all the support that you need. We're always here for you, okay? And she's saying, Lisa, my beloved, see the divine light shining in you, within your soul, okay?
Okay, thank you.
And accept the assistance and the support and the love that is there for you, okay?
Mm-hmm.
And be, I feel like sometimes there's like a little like hesitation on trusting.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Okay. She's saying, you know, there's nothing to be afraid of because your divine team is with you. There's nothing to, you know, there's nothing to fear. Okay, so what is it that makes you afraid to trust, Lisa?
Every time I do, something terrible happens.
Okay. Okay, and I'm getting, I sort of feel like really, really tired. Have you been a little bit more stressed than usual?
Oh, yeah. Big time.
It's hard to think clearly, okay? It's like, you know, like the turmoil in your head just doesn't stop. And I feel like at this time, like, you know, managing stress is not, it's not really working for you, okay? You really need to be able to, like, just calm down, to rest, to recharge, to rebalance and detach from all that is negative and doesn't serve you, hon, okay?
Okay.
And when we give ourselves that gift of just detaching, you know, a little bit of meditation, we can see things from a higher perspective, and we could see things the way the angels see things, and it could affect us, it could affect those around us. The angels are there, they want to help you to have the clarity that you need to go forward, okay? And Lisa, you don't have to take that struggle with you. We're going to leave that behind. And I want you to just breathe, okay? Just breathe.
Okay,
I don't know if you like salt baths, but salt baths would help. Putting on a little bit of, like, music that helps you to be calm and even doing something that you love. Do you have, like, some kind of a hobby or anything that you like?
I sew. I
beautiful.
Like to sew.
That's beautiful. Well, do you like to play board games? Because Ginger's sitting with you, and she's playing Monopoly, and she's giving you a get-out-of-jail pass, okay?
Okay. I like that.
So she's saying, take the pass and run, Lisa. Run! But before you run, don't run yet, because we're going to connect you with Barbara, and we're going to do a little bit of healing. How does that sound, Lisa?
Wonderful. Thank you so much.
Thank you for calling in this morning.
Thank you for being there.
Okay, Lisa. So there is a part of you that has decided that since you had health issues for all of your life, that is evident that you are not good enough. And you have to accept it because it's right there in your face. It's as plain as day. If you were good enough, you wouldn't have health issues. Everybody knows that's right. Except, of course, for the divine beings who know it's wrong. So they want us to work on that.
Okay.
So we're going to do some dear innate statements, and I have no idea where exactly they're going to go. But, hey, just repeat what I say.
Okay.
Dear innate, I release not being good enough.
Dear innate, I release not being good enough.
Dear innate, I release not deserving God.
Dear innate, I release not deserving God.
Dear innate, I release not allowing myself to accept health.
Dear innate, I release not allowing myself to accept health.
Dear innate, I release the habit of always having something wrong in my life.
Dear innate, I release the habit of always having something wrong in my life.
Dear innate, I release the habit of pushing myself down.
Dear innate, I release the habit of pushing myself down.
Dear innate, I release the fear of having a wonderful life.
Dear innate, I release the fear of having a wonderful life.
Dear innate, I release the fear of things getting worse and worse.
Dear innate, I release the fear of things getting worse and worse.
Dear innate, I release the habit of pushing the good away.
Dear innate, I release the habit of pushing the good away.
Dear innate, I release the habit of expecting the worst.
Dear innate, I release the habit of expecting the worst.
Dear innate, I release the habit of being overwhelmed with my life.
Dear innate, I release the habit of being overwhelmed with my life.
Dear innate, I release the habit of being a victim.
Dear innate, I release the habit of being a victim.
Dear innate, I release the fear of trusting God.
Dear innate, I release the fear of trusting God.
Dear innate, I release the disappointment of God.
Dear innate, I release the disappointment of God.
Dear innate, I break the chains that bind me.
Dear innate, I break the chains that bind me.
Dear innate, I stand tall in my life.
Dear innate, I stand tall in my life.
Dear innate, I accept the majesty of me.
Dear innate, I accept the majesty of me.
Dear innate, I choose to be filled with joy.
Dear innate, I choose to be filled with joy.
Dear innate, I declare myself to be healthy.
Dear innate, I declare myself to be healthy.
Dear innate, I release all of the past.
Dear innate, I release all of the past.
Take a nice deep breath.
Wow, that was great.
Oh, your energy is so much better. How do you feel?
Oh, so much better. Thank you so much, ladies. Thank you.
You're so welcome.
Thank you so much.
And they're saying to recognize when you start feeling that anything is wrong or bad or whatever definition you want to give it. And the moment you recognize it, start making those dear innate statements and move back into the energy that you want to live.
Okay.
There's so much there for you. And they want you to start taking advantage of it, to start accepting it and living it. to say it's time.
Yes, it is.
Yes, definitely. Well, wonderful. Thank you so much for calling us. It's so good
Thank
to hear
you
from
you. God bless you both. Thank you.
Oh, God bless you too, hon. And please love yourself first. Lucille Ball is with you, and she's just saying, love yourself first, and everything else falls into line. Okay?
Okay, thank you.
So she's
thank
with you.
You,
and she's walking with Archangel Michael. I don't know how you feel about that, but
that's pretty cute.
You got
picture.
Lucy with you too.
Okay.
She loves your energy. And she says she'd make a great redhead. She says she would make a great redhead. So I don't know, but that's what she wants. She's saying, I'm walking with Archangel Michael. Love your style. And she's here to help you as well.
Wow, that's pretty
okay.
cool. Okay.
All right. So,
you
know, I love Lucy. I don't know if you love Lucy, but she loves you, and she's there with you, hon, okay?
That's making me smile. Thank you.
You're so welcome. God bless.
You too, girls. God bless you. Thank you. Bye-bye.
Okay, and our last call is from area code 510. Hi, who's this?
Hello, it's Leanne. Hi there.
Hello, Leanne.
Oh, how are you?
I'm pretty good. How are you?
I'm doing great.
Doing good.
So what can we do for you today?
Open for whatever, whoever wants to come through. I'm listening.
Well, I have Marilyn Monroe coming in for you, Leanne. And she wants you to really start to live your life, okay?
Mm-hmm.
Start living, Leanne. She's saying start living. She's saying, you know, fear is stupid, so are regrets. She wants you to go forward and just really, you know, start living your life. She's saying you have a little bit more free time now, so start using it.
Yeah.
And she's showing me all the beautiful, you know, angels and divine beings that are with you presently at this time, and they're there to help you, Leanne. Okay? She's saying, are
Thank
you watching
you.
For all the synchronicities?
Yes, yes. Yes.
Yeah, she's saying, you know, and Ginger's saying, Marilyn, I don't know, but I don't think she's been listening. She's saying, okay, if she isn't listening, is she at least watching? Okay, yeah, is she at least watching? And Ginger's saying, yeah, I guess, you know. But there's signs that are coming into you. There's symbols. There's messages. Oh, my goodness.
Yeah,
wow.
Yeah. Okay. Cool.
So
they really
there,
are.
You know,
so, yes.
Yeah, Ginger
I won't
and
ignore anything.
Marilyn, are, you know, your life isn't filled with as much chaos as there was previously. Okay?
Yeah.
So now it's to just sort of like refocus a little bit, you know, and surrender, you know, whatever you're holding on to and be open to receiving.
Okay.
So I'm getting like, there's sort of like a door opening for you, Leah. Please, like, look for that door. You know, look for it. And it's a door in higher dimensions, and then walk through it.
Okay.
I mean, this is your time. You know, you do have that little bit, you know, more extra time and Marilyn's saying she's not wrapped up in a whirlwind anymore, you know?
Uh-uh.
So now's your time to just life, to have some fun. And don't, you know, she said, don't worry about what everyone else is doing. You know, worry about you, Leanne, okay?
Okay.
So she really wants you to, you know, just have like a little bit more fun and just, you know, do what you're supposed to do. And with Marilyn, Audrey Hepburn is coming in and she's saying, Leanne, nothing is impossible. The word itself says impossible.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so you have the ability to do the impossible. Okay, and you've got, like you said, you've got a beautiful divine team with you, and they're ready to, you know, to help you to go forward. You know, and I think it's your grandfather coming in saying, pour yourself a drink, put on some lipstick, and pull yourself together.
Oh, that's funny.
But he's coming in, too. So it's just you have a crazy entourage there that are, you know, with you. Okay?
Okay.
Just, did you say, Leah, look toward the future. Start creating what it is that you want to manifest. And that really is time that is well spent. It doesn't get better than that.
Okay?
But really, you know, now's your time again to refocus, you know, focus on what you're wanting to do, okay? Don't worry about what other people think of you, okay? They really, you know, there's a lot of people that think quite highly of you and you don't even realize it, okay?
Okay.
And Ginger, it's nice to think about the past, Leanne, but just, you know, don't forget about the present, okay?
Yeah.
Don't spend too much of your
time,
you know, thinking about the past because that's not going to get you, you know, where you need to be.
Right. It's done. Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. And I'm just seeing, you know, like the archangels are really going to start nudging you down your path. So you better, you know, you better get it together is what Ginger's saying. Okay?
Okay.
Sort of like Ginger saying, yeah, Mom, it's sort of like she's waiting for somebody to come and rescue her, you know? Okay, so if you're waiting for someone to rescue you, okay, well, if you're waiting for someone to rescue you, I see Joan Rivers, she's driving by in her convertible with Ginger, and they're saying that's as good as it's going to get, Leanne.
I think I got a good rescue. Yes, tell her I'm with that. I agree. It got pretty good. I'm all right.
Okay, because I'm getting like there's this beautiful door opening, and you've got to take the opportunity because that opportunity is going to lead to even more opportunity. Okay? It's sort of like you're going forward and you don't know what to expect, but it's okay. It's really good, okay? It's going to be a door to bless for you, okay? That's what I get, you know? And like I said, don't be surprised if you're even, you know, driving in the car and you look to your side, you might see Ginger or Joan, okay? You're not alone.
Yep, got it. Yeah, I'm not surprised because I've had some interesting sightings lately. So, yeah, I won't be.
Okay, sounds great. Okay, Barbara?
Thank you.
Okay, Leanne, we're going to do some of those wonderful dear innate statements. So just repeat after me.
All righty. Yes.
Dear innate, I release the expectations of the past.
Dear innate, I release the expectations of the past.
Dear innate, I release all the ways I hold myself back.
Dear innate, I release all the ways I hold myself back.
Dear innate, I release the beliefs that my life is not possible.
Dear innate, I release the beliefs that my life is not possible.
Dear innate, I am no longer ruled by the past.
Dear innate, I am no longer ruled by the past.
Dear innate, I release what is over and done.
Dear innate, I release what is over and done.
Dear innate, I cut all ties to what is over and done.
Dear innate, I cut all ties to what is over and done.
Dear innate, I am ready to see opportunities.
Dear innate, I am ready to see opportunities.
Dear innate, I am accepting opportunities.
Dear innate, I am accepting opportunities.
Dear innate, I am moving forward with my life.
Dear innate, I am moving forward with my life.
Dear innate, I am no longer a victim.
Dear innate, I am no longer a victim.
Dear innate, I do not need to be rescued.
Dear innate, I do not need to be rescued.
Dear innate, I stand in my power.
Dear innate, I stand in my power.
Dear innate, I am creating my life.
Dear innate, I am creating my life.
Dear innate, God believes in me.
Dear innate, God believes in me.
Dear innate, I believe in me.
Dear innate, I believe in me.
Dear innate, I believe in God.
Dear innate, I believe in God.
Dear innate, God is always working with me.
Dear innate, God is always working with me.
Dear innate, all things are possible.
Dear innate, all things are possible.
Dear innate, I am choosing to move forward.
Dear innate, I am choosing to move forward.
Dear innate, I am listening to my heart.
Dear innate, I am listening to my heart.
Dear innate, my life is opening up.
Dear innate, my life is opening up.
Dear innate, my life gets better and better and better.
Dear innate, my life gets better and better and better.
Dear innate, I love and accept myself completely.
Dear innate, I love and accept myself completely.
You take a nice deep breath. How does that feel?
Good. Yeah, really good.
Good. Wonderful. So, you know, decide what it is you really want to create, who it is you really want to be, and then take the steps that your heart is guiding you to take so that you can achieve that goal. I'm just saying that all things are possible. All things are possible. So live fully. That's what's important.
Okay.
Okay?
Yes. Yep, thank you.
You are welcome. Thank you so much for calling.
Thank you for being there, you guys, and everyone else.
Brilliant.
Okay. We've done it, DC. Despite all of the interesting obstacles, we had a great show.
We really did. And you know what? I forgot about Mercury in retrograde, so Ginger's handed me a get-out-of-jail pass, too.
Okay. Well, then we'll let this one slide.
Okay. Thank you, Barbara. What a beautiful show, a beautiful energy. So, so amazing.
Yes, definitely. And we hope everyone let go of Mercury being in retrograde. You might still want to say that. Dear innate, I release Mercury being in retrograde. And then you can
yes.
move forward with your life.
Yes, yes. I second that.
All right. Well, we'll be back on Thursday with more Morning with Jesus. And we hope everyone has an absolutely amazing day. And thanks so
Take
much.
Take care, everyone. Bye.
Bye-bye.